Hey, Mr. William Wood. William Wood, 111590. Mr. Wood comes in today for multiple medical issues. First of all, he's feeling nauseous. He's having abdominal cramps. He has right upper quadrant pain. He also complains of right shoulder pain. He has a history of heart problems, had atrial fibrillation at one time and underwent ablation. He also has a very strong family history of heart disease and diabetes. He's morbidly obese. He weighs almost 400 pounds. He has severe sleep apnea to the point that when he was in the hospital, his heart actually stopped and they had to shake him to awaken him for the heart to start working. Period. COVID immunization is up to date times two. He's social. He doesn't smoke. He drinks very little. He lives with a woman who's been living with for 2 years. You got a number? Is that a number? No, it's 800 number. Is that an 800 number?
No.
No, we need to call a number.
His insurance?
Uh-huh. Then let's see. He doesn't smoke. He drinks very little. He's a truck driver. He works in town. Him and his girlfriend together have 4 children. Period. Allergy, none. Surgery, right knee surgery, and ablation for atrial fibrillation. Medical problems: GERD, hypertension, obesity, sleep apnea, severe. Medication: amlodipine 10 milligram a day, hydrocortisone 50 milligram a day, metoprolol 25 milligram a day, omeprazole 40 milligram a day, baby aspirin 1 a day, Zyrtec 10 milligram a day, and Clonidine 0.1 BID. COVID immunization is up to date. Family history: mom has obesity, hypertension, coronary heart disease, dad died of diabetes, diabetic coma, and a widowmaker heart attack. Allergy: none. Review of system as above: 386 pounds, 96, 98.3, 16, 88, 124 over 67. Heart positive, tongue positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, very obese, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash or mucosal contamination, lower extremity shows 1 plus edema. Number 1, as far as the right shoulder is concerned, he does have symptoms of rotator cuff tear. His x-ray shows no fracture but has calcification, suspect labrum. LABRUM tear. Next time, as we offered him injection, he didn't want any. He wants to continue with Tylenol and maybe some physical therapy that he's heard about that works. Next time is morbid obesity. Next time is I placed him on Zepbound, ZEPBOUND, 2.5 milligram to start losing weight. Next time is sleep apnea severe. His score was over 100. He almost died and they had to wake him up in the hospital. Next time is atrial fibrillation. Next time is status post ablation. Next time is fatty liver. Next time is, as far as his GI symptoms are concerned, I don't see a gallbladder or gallstone, but his gallbladder is obese. He weighs 400 pounds, so I'm not sure exactly if he does have a sick gallbladder or not. I'm going to treat him with Flagyl and Cipro for the next 5 days. Next number is he's also going to take his Prilosec all the time. Next number is he definitely has fatty liver. Next number is hypertension. Next number is morbid obesity. Next number is leg pain. Next number is arm pain. Next number is multifactorial. Next number is he just got his CPAP and hasn't started using it. Next number is RVH. Next number is LVH. Next number is carotid ultrasound is normal in face of morbid obesity. Next number, I'm going to call the pharmacy myself to get the medication approved, trying to get him to lose some weight because it's a life-threatening situation, in my opinion. Next number, come back in a week. Next number, he did have blood work done at another physician's office. They told him that his liver function was elevated, hence the fatty liver, and his kidney function was normal and normal thyroid, so we didn't do any blood work today. Thank you.